This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. The cleanup has started in the U.S. state of Florida and elsewhere from Hurricane Michael, with at least six people dead. We get more now from AP's Ed Donahue.
Mexico Beach, Florida, was the first to feel the effects of Michael.
It's sort of just hard to realize just what just happened.
Fran Boas looks out at her hometown after the storm and sees
total devastation. Every piece of property, if it isn't, got something wrong with it, it's leveled.
Scott Boutwell in Mexico Beach is happy to have survived Michael.
You know, our lives, everything we have is gone now and stuff. We lost all our cars, everything.
The largest hospitals in Panama City, Florida, were shut down. Patients were evacuated because of heavy damage from Michael. I'm Ed Donahue.
U.S. officials have been informed by the Turkish government. They have proof Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi was killed inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Here's President Trump.
We're demanding everything. We want to see what's going on here. That's a bad situation. And frankly, the fact that it's a reporter, you could say in many respects it brings it to a level. It's a very serious situation for us and for this White House. We do not like seeing what's going on.
Turkish officials say they believe Khashoggi, a critic of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who often wrote opinion articles in the Washington Post, was murdered last week by the team of 15 Saudi agents, a contention Saudi Arabia has called baseless. Speculation growing Turkey could allow American pastor Andrew Brunson to return to the United States, ending a diplomatic standoff between Ankara and Washington. President Trump has condemned Brunson's prosecution. Turkey believes Brunson aided in a coup attempt in their country. This is VOA News. A former